Hi guys, welcome back to Miscellaneous Pleasures. I am finally back with one of my football videos. The Premier League review. Liverpool versus Manchester United this weekend. Are we actually going to win the title? Because, I mean, you know what? This season has been so weird for me because it began with those two losses against Palace and Spurs. And even though right now you could probably attribute that to the lack of match fitness, at the time it was absolutely horrendous feeling. I mean, I can't even put those into words. I wasn't shell-shocked by the Crystal Palace result because, I mean, to be fair, we have lost to them a couple of times in the last few years. But the Spurs result was just mind-numbing. I mean, when I was watching that game, the first half, I mean, we were what, 4-1 down or was it 5-1 down? Yeah, we were 4-1 down if I'm not mistaken. And the Martial red card wasn't something that I agreed with. The defense was just horrendous. It made mistakes that could be classified as a rookie mistake and stuff like that. And then here we are, 4 months later, 3 to 4 months later, United at the top of the league. They have played the same number of games as most of the league. And they are 3 points ahead of Liverpool. The interesting thing here is that, I mean, I haven't actually checked this, but this points total would have probably had us placed third in the two seasons Manchester City actually won the league. And we would have probably been second last year, maybe third behind, like by a point or two, a point or two's difference. I'm going to anyways show the Premier League table right now, so it doesn't really matter. So this is the league table, and the curious thing to notice here is that we have actually scored 34 goals from 17 games, which is probably the second highest in the league. Yeah, it is second highest in the league. And even though there are a couple of teams who have played less games, I mean, Aston Villa have played 15 and they have scored 29. They could possibly come close to that, come close to our total. But then, so we have scored a lot of goals this season and we have conceded 24. I mean, I don't even want to look at the goals against because I know the sort of defensive mistakes we have made. But nevertheless, the fact that we are top of the league at this point of time is, I think, an incredible achievement. It's an incredible achievement, and it's also, I mean, yeah, as I said, this point tally would have probably placed us third or second in the last few years. But this is not the last few years, this is 2020-2021 season. And in 2020-2021 season, 17 matches played, 36 points, is 3 points ahead of the team that is placed second. And that's the end of the discussion. Another curious thing about, I mean, this is how people's minds work, right? United, up until a couple of weeks back, I mean, forget going way more behind that point of time. Even a couple of weeks back, United were a team that counter-attacked, according to the world. United were a team that got good results against the big sides, the big six, stuff like that. And United were a team that dropped points against the lesser sides, or the rest of the league, however you want to call it. But then that's the stats of 2019-2020 season and not really this season. Because this season, 4 games played against the traditional big six. We have 2 draws, that is Man City and Chelsea, and we have 2 losses, that is Arsenal and Spurs. 4 matches, 2 points. In the rest of the 13 games that we have played, we have won 11, we have drawn 1, that was against Leicester, and we have lost 1. That was the opening game week of the season against Crystal Palace. So we have really played really well. Absolutely, I mean, I'm not going to talk about the performances in every single game individually, because I'm sure, like, it's a 38 game season. Surely there are going to be games where you're not going to be at the best of your form. You may not be having the best of your days. You may be having a really bad batch of luck, poor refereeing decisions, whatever it may be. And that will happen a lot throughout the season. But the fact of the matter is, you have to win those games. You want to win the title. Manchester United have done that against the lesser sides. Because at the end of the day, you have to remember that there are 28 games against them and 10 games against the Big Six. Even though the games against the Big Six will directly impact your position compared to them, if you get about 25 wins from those 28 games against the rest of the league, you already have 75 points. And then all that matters is you get, you know, an equal odds result against the Big Six, and you're probably getting 85-90 points. And that will probably win you the league this season. It wouldn't have obviously won you the league the last few years, but then that was just something that was out of the blue. The league, a lot of the teams, I mean, even now, a lot of the teams are really bad. It's just that the teams that are actually playing great, in Liverpool and Man City, even they have dropped off this season, which has meant that right now we have an absolutely fantastic Premier League title race. One thing that actually is fascinating is that Man City, if they win their game in hand, which is against Aston Villa, I think. If they do that, they would be ahead of Liverpool with the same number of games played. They would be ahead of Liverpool with 2 points, by 2 points. Wow. And so, yeah. Anyways, let me get into the actual games, right? Like the last few games that United have played. This Burnley result, I remember saying this. I don't actually know when I said this. I probably said this in my last video. I don't remember what was the last video I made. But I did say that this Burnley game and this Liverpool game were probably one of the biggest, not probably, I think they are the biggest two games that Manchester United have had to play in the league consecutively in a long, long time. Getting the win against Burnley was so crucial, man. Like, I can't even begin to say how crucial that win was, because United against Liverpool at Anfield, I mean, it's not about me being confident or not. The fact of the matter is, Liverpool have a great record. I don't think they have lost in like 3 years or something at Anfield. And to expect Manchester United to win that game is a bit ludicrous. But if United actually managed to draw that game, we would still be 3 points ahead of Liverpool. And then, I mean, yeah, we'd probably not be 3 points ahead of Manchester City, because right now we are, if they win their game in hand, we would be 1 point ahead of them. Which would mean that if Man City win their game in hand and their next fixture, and we draw against Liverpool, we wouldn't be top of the league. Man City would be. But then that doesn't matter, because right now, you don't know what's going to happen in that game in hand. Man City currently average 2 points per game. So to expect, to think that they may get 6 points, whatever, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that right now United did so very well to get those 3 points against Burnley, which has meant that right now we are going into that game with a 3 point cushion, which is crucial. Now, getting into the actual game, I mean, I'm not sure how it is going to go, because right now it almost feels like if you're going to make a prediction, you're making the prediction because you want to make yourself look stupid, because I mean, I made a prediction a few weeks back that Arsenal wouldn't finish in the top four. They wouldn't even come near top six. They aren't that far away. I mean, they are, I think, about 6-7 points away right now. I can see that. But then, for them to actually probably come into the top six, the other team would have to have a drop-off, which is going to happen. It's just a matter of if Arsenal can actually capitalize on it. And which brings me back to this whole Manchester United thing, right? The title charge. It's a title charge. I mean, that's kind of official. United are probably third favorites to win the league, even though we are, you know, right now first. Simply because of the reputation that this Liverpool and Manchester team have. So, yeah. It doesn't really matter because at the end of the day, I do know that I am absolutely excited for this game. I can't wait for 17th of January. I can't wait for 10 PM IST because this is the biggest game of this whole Manchester United squad. I mean, Cavani doesn't count because he's a person who has played countless games, so I wouldn't count him. I probably wouldn't count Pogba because he has played in the World Cup final. But if I think about the other people, David De Gea, he could argue that this is his best, this is his most important game in his life. Juan Bissaka, Lindelof, Bailly, Maguire, Shaw, all the same things. Whether it's Fred McTominay or it's Matic, I mean, Matic has played in, I think he has played in a championship final. No, I don't think he played in the championship final. But he has won stuff, so maybe not him. But then you go into Bruno Fernandes, you go into Rashford, Martial, Greenwood, Daniel James, Mata. I mean, the fact that I'm actually saying Juan Mata, this is one of, if he features in that game, it is going to be the most important game in his life. The guy hasn't actually won a Premier League. I can't believe that, but he hasn't actually won a Premier League. So, yeah, it's probably the most important game in most players of the squad, which means that it is a good indication of where the squad is at the moment, because, you know, they could capitulate, they could lose the game 4-1, 5-1 or something by making defensive errors. You would probably argue that that day wouldn't go too well in any aspect for the team. And that could happen. That's an actual reality that's possible. But what's also possible is our big players stepping up on the big day and proving that they are actually capable of it. And this is something that I do worry about because United have lost, what, 5 semi-finals? I mean, since Solskjaer came in, we lost to Barca in the Champions League. We lost to Wolves in the FA Cup. And then we lost in the semi-finals of Europa League, FA Cup, Carabao Cup. And we came third in the Premier League. Even though that third felt more like a win rather than a third place finish. But yeah, so... And then we obviously lost to Man City about it. Few days back. So yeah, this game is one of the biggest of the most, like, for most of the players, and I do hope that they do rise to the occasion. I'm not too sure about what lineup is going to play. I'm pretty sure McTominay and Fred will start. I'm pretty sure Pogba and Bruno Fernandes will start, and that also includes Martial and Rashford, unless there's a tactical change, which I don't see coming. The back four is a bit different because I think Bailly and Maguire, very good combination. Bailly and Lindelof would be a very good combination. But it's kind of hard to predict what team will start because, I mean, Maguire is a starter, that's for sure. But then I wonder if United would, or Solskjaer would think of probably playing a back three with Telles as the left wing back and Shaw as the left centre back. Then that would mean that you can't start the four midfielders that I just mentioned. Or would they go with I don't know if Lindelof is fit, and if Lindelof was fit, I don't know if Solskjaer would actually pick him over Bailly, because I would have said yes a couple of weeks back, but I'm not so sure anymore. And yeah. Most of our lineup is obviously settled. It's just like a few positions here and there, rotation and things like that. right now, all that matters is that whichever team they pick, whoever the substitutes that come into the game, they actually play well, they rise to the occasion and play well, and that's all that matters. Right now, if I was a person who would want to make a prediction about all of this, I'd probably say that United have a 30% chance of winning the game. I'd probably say that Liverpool have a 40% chance of winning the game. And I do actually believe that this is one of those games that could probably end in a 1-1 draw or something like that, because both teams would probably be wary of each other, and it could just turn out to be a slightly somber sort of game, and it probably end 1-1. That's not my prediction. I do actually think that United will beat Liverpool 2-1, though I'm being really bold here by saying that. But I do think that. I do think that United will probably beat them with I'm sure there will be a couple of controversial decisions made in the game. I'm pretty sure that there will be some sort of a winner sort of situation, like an 82nd minute winner from, I don't know, Martial or Rashford or something. What else? I mean, one of the more confusing things about this season is that right now I'm not sure who is playing against who, and if I did know it, I wouldn't be so sure about their game actually going ahead, because of the amount of games that have actually gotten postponed over the last few weeks, and even slightly before that. Spurs had a game against Villa that was postponed. Villa right now, I think, are like two games or three games behind everybody else, and that's just a lot. So yeah, who do I think will finish in the top four along with Man City, United and Liverpool? I'll probably say Spurs, because I do think that Jose Mourinho is going to have his second season thing at Spurs. That was one of the reasons I actually thought that they are going to win the league, or they had the potential to do so. But right now, the amount of draws and losses that they are accumulating, I don't think that they're going to be in the top three. I think the top four is a very real possibility, considering the amount of instability amongst the ranks of Arsenal and Chelsea, and the fact that I don't actually think Leicester or Everton or Southampton, West Ham, Aston Villa, I don't think these teams are capable of making the top four. Top six, yes. I think top six, definitely. But top four, probably not. I don't think they have the capacity to sustain a period of form to actually finish in the top four. We saw a drop-off for Leicester last season. I'm pretty sure they're going to have one again. Aston Villa are a curious case. I wouldn't be too dismissive of them. I think Everton would be happy to get about 60-62 points. That'll probably get them top 6 if they do get that. So yeah, that's all for this recording. I'm not pretty sure what else to talk about. I'll probably try to make a video after the Liverpool game, right after the Liverpool game, or probably during the game. And yeah, thanks. That's all for this video, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Bye.